Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Craving some great 80s music? Play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. I want your love. On DAB digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk.
I got my mind set on you.
Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Love Chris Evans. Woo! Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
I am very excited because we have a super ingredient. And that super ingredient is live rock and roll from our super talented pals and now colleagues. Vassas, over to you.
They've had more anthems than you've had hot dinners, and now they're serving up some new ones. Kaiser Chiefs' Easy 8th album is out today. But before we hear their newbies here with their cover of Billy Joel's Uptown Girl, it's Older, Wiser, Early Riser, sure to surprise ya, Kaiser Chiefs!
Woo-hoo! Is that how can we start now?
Up to you, Ricky.
Well, can I get Tilly and Felix and a few others in?
Can we have his microphone on, please? Thank you, that'd be great.
Can I get some people in to sing along?
It's up to you,
It's a very high song, and we've done our homework on the bus on the way in.
Okay.
Hi, Felix, Tilly, Sarah.
Are we ready?
I know everyone's name on the radio. I've got a bag full of stuff you can rattle. I got it from my...
Come on, is that a percussive bag?
Well, no, it's my kids' toys.
I'll take that.
Okay, and you know the bit in Uptown Girl that goes, oh, well, in the middle bit. I'll cue you. You'll
Hang
know how to
minute.
Do it.
Felix, you're looking at Ricky blankly. Do you know the bit he's talking about? Okay, that's Felix speed.
Yeah.
You'll need to go a bit quicker, Felix.
Okay. I have a tendency to run out of steam. You've heard the third hour of my show.
You do not run out of steam ever.
Are you ready?
Here we go.
You ready, Whitey?
What's happening?
We're doing Uptown Girl by the Billy Joels.
Fine.
Right, I'll get me the right page. Got it. Ready? One, two, three, four.
That's what I am. Oh. Uptown girl, she's my uptown girl. I'm in love with an uptown girl. She's my uptown girl.
Have we got through it?
Paper drop, mic drop.
Thank you very much.
That was great.
Thank you.
Round of applause for Whitey there.
Yeah.
On the very naked acoustic guitar. That was awesome, Ricky.
It was good, wasn't it?
Oh, it's brilliant. Okay, so we have the Easy 8th album. Yeah, easy was the 8th album, which is out today? Kaiser Chiefs!
Oh, whoa!
Kaiser Chiefs!
Thank you! We named it the Easy 8th before we did it, so it wasn't as easy as I hoped it was going to be.
All right, okay.
But it's never easy.
For those of us who have never had an album out, what is it like on launch day? This is your 8th experience of studio albums, the studio album version of that. There have been live albums and great hits albums as well. But what does it feel like? What did the first one feel like? Does it feel the same? How different does it feel if it's not the same?
That's a very good question and very hard to answer. I think how does it feel like? People keep asking me, are you excited? And I'm like, I'm very good at kind of holding that in, because you have to be.
Yeah.
Because if you're as excited as you should be, your head would blow off. Because we've made 8 albums and we've been allowed to.
Oh no, Ricky's head's blown off.
No,
that'd be terrible. No 9th album.
No one's stopping us, so we just keep doing it.
So the first time you had it, that's a very sort of analytical sort of commentary, kind of, you know, zooming out perspective on, which is, I suppose, is helpful for your sanity now.
Yeah.
But first time round, you've never experienced it before, so it doesn't really matter. What was that like?
Well, for example, when we first heard our song play on the radio, And this was before
Catch a Cheese. Where were you when was that?
Well, it was a summer.
Yes.
And we were so happy we had a barbecue to celebrate. If we had a barbecue every time we played on the radio now, we'd be a lot bigger than we are.
Yeah. No, not in sales terms.
No.
Yeah, well, maybe you should try
sales,
it.
B&Q would be happy as Larry. So, yeah, it was really exciting.
Yeah. Kaiser Chefs.
Yeah, Kaiser Chef, very good. Kaiser Beef, yes, we can do that.
Like that.
It was all really exciting first time around, but it was also really exhausting. We didn't really have time to pat each other on the back.
And then you're running on fumes, aren't you, very quickly before you know it.
Yeah, I was telling a story the other day that Nick, who used to be in the band, we were in a restaurant,
yes,
and he got up to go to the toilet and looked for his seatbelt because he thought he was on a plane.
That's so funny.
That exhausted.
And people say that can't happen. It really does happen, doesn't it?
It was a weird time, but now it's easier now, Easy 8th album, but because we don't share rooms anymore.
Yeah, but you are jumpy this morning. I mean, you're jumpy at the best of times, and we all are, aren't we, up here? That's sort of our jam on the 17th floor. But you are particularly fired up this morning.
Is it noticeable?
Just a bit.
I was holding the words and my hands were shaking. Yeah. And I'm saying, I'm in this room every day.
Yeah, and that wasn't nerves. That's adrenaline, isn't it?
Yeah, it must be.
Pure adrenaline.
And, you know, you heard the sound check. I couldn't reach the high notes and I managed them in that one. But that's because... you know that show business will come and help.
Dr. Footlights.
Yeah.
Kaiser Chiefs' Easy 8th album is out today. Also, this tour begins in April. And many of the dates are sold out. So final tickets available now from kaiserchiefs.com. We're looking at dates in Torquay from the 11th of April. Sold out. Eastbourne sold out. Stockton sold out. Wolverhampton's a couple of tickets left. That's the 17th
Literally
of April.
Literally two.
Blackpool sold out. London sold out. London's Flippers Roller Boogie Palace. Who doesn't want to go there? Why isn't that sold out? 7 p.m. 21st of April, July sold out. Final tickets available, as I say, kaiserchiefs.com. I can smell extra dates. I'm sorry, I just can.
We were always busy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm the last person to know. This is weird, because I'm the front
always man. The last to know.
Don't sing someone else's song.
Sorry.
If you're going to sing, I'm singing Kaiser Chiefs ones today.
Okay.
It's weird, because I do lots of interviews, but I'm also the least informed member of the band. But I always think when I interview a front man or front person on my radio show, I'm always like, why have they got them? Just get their manager on. They've got all the answers.
Yeah, I know. See, that's funny, isn't it? Because you're looking at this business from both sides of that particular fence.
Yeah.
That must mess with your head sometimes.
A little bit. I was on this morning, yesterday, and halfway through, I started asking Andy Peters a question. And he was looking at me like, don't ask me questions.
No, not at all. That's not fair. Look at this for an interview. Every day I loved fame less and less in today's bizarre column.
I say a lot of nonsense, Chris.
It's not just one story here. There's loads. And also you can watch a lot of this on video. It's sun.co.uk, can't you? So that's great.
Have you noticed in both pictures of me on that page, I'm doing the same pose. I've got my hand in my hair like I'm looking nonchalant. There's a picture below.
It's a good look though.
But do I do that a lot? Have you noticed that? Rubbing my head?
I don't know. You're with him more than I am.
That's one of his go-to looks.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one as well. Hands in front.
The answer is yes.
Oh, yeah,
okay, that's cool. Can I ask you this? From how many years now?
20.
20 years?
I've been in a band with Whitey for probably 30.
Kaiser Chiefs were born when exactly?
In a nightclub in Leeds.
What year?
96.
So it's not 20. That's nearly 30.
No, Kaiser Chiefs.
Not Kaiser Chiefs. Kaiser Chiefs was 2003.
So 20th anniversary last year.
20th anniversary of the first album next year.
Right, okay. So you're going to do something big for that, hopefully.
Can you smell dates?
Yeah, I can smell dates. Every day is a dates day in the world of rock and roll. Out of that 20 years or 30-odd years, or nearly 30 years with Whitey, can you just... I know we all talk about Portugal, we all talk about U2. Can you just give us like the three... Pinch yourself as a Kaiser Chief rock and roll moments for you.
Do you remember in the studio in, where was it? It was somewhere weird. We were recording, but I Predict a Riot went in the charts for the first time.
I remember, yeah.
At 22, I think. And I think we all had a little cry.
That's not the rock and roll moment I was looking for, if I'm being really honest.
A rock and roll moment.
No, like when you
we were always on to the next place when the rock and roll was happening.
No, but like you're supporting U2.
Oh, right, those
you've done
kind
other
of
big stuff.
I think that one of the best times was when we supported U2 in Amsterdam.
Yes.
And we managed to get to the pub in Leeds before closing.
See, that's what we want. How did you manage that?
We left before U2 came on.
Did you get a posh plane?
No, we got just a normal plane.
Arrived
at Leeds Bradford Airport. Straight to the pub.
Carry on only.
Last
carry
orders.
On. Carry on, carry on, carrying on.
Oh, yeah. Well, we always have carry on.
All right, what else?
One thing that I remembered the other day was getting our first gold record.
That's pretty cool.
Backstage at Ant and Dec. And no one knew who we were. Well, they did, because we'd sold 100,000 records. But we were on Ant and Dec, and we really shouldn't have been on. Because we
Which Ant and Dec was it?
Like the Saturday Night Takeaway.
Right, okay. But
really early doors. And it was really good, because Ant really liked us. Oh. And he insisted we come and play.
That's cool,
play.
Isn't it?
That's good, yeah.
What else? No, I just love all this stuff. You have so many stories. I know you have so many stories, Ricky.
I've forgotten most of them.
Sorry,
and I've made half of them up.
Well, make another one up. Feel free.
I don't know. I remember once, quite a good one, is we were at the Brits.
Yes.
And I was watching it, and it used to be on TV the next day to clean up all the language.
It did.
And I was with my then girlfriend, not my current wife.
Right.
And she said, "Did you enjoy yourself?" I said, "Yeah, I did. But one regret was not meeting Madonna. I wish I'd met Madonna." Mm. And the opening title start, and I've got my arm around Madonna looking, I'm looking three sheets to the wind. And I go, she goes, "You did meet Madonna." I went, "Oh, yeah. I wonder what I said."
That's amazing. I love that.
So I have met Madonna, but I can't remember it.
That's cool. Brits is tomorrow, and it is back to being live again. So let's see if any of those...
I wonder how many will win this time.
How many have you won?
Three.
Congratulations. Yeah. Big week for Leeds, of course, in the FA Cup. Sadly, they didn't beat Chelsea, but...
You played well. Pretty in pink.
Two all right to the death. It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. That's been a big part of your career, hasn't it?
Huge, yeah. We've played Elland Road a few times, and we always have a great time, and we can't wait to play there again.
And the Elland Road Massive often play Cuzjuice when you're not there.
There's a video of them singing last weekend, and it scared me goosebumps.
It's
incredible.
Great, man.
They know the words better than I do.
You know, life is a roller coaster. Literally, it's up and down. It's all around. And that's how it should be. And human beings are made of mistakes. That's what, you know, that our main ingredient is mistakes. And if you're not making mistakes, you're just not trying hard enough. And Ricky and I, we've made our mistakes, haven't we, Rick?
Mm.
But we're all the wiser for it. We're exactly where we're meant to be. Mm-hmm. And you're cracking right on. And it's great to have you back. Can we hear it for Kai's Cheese, please?
Woo!
Easy 8th album. Shall we have a track from the brand new album, which is out today? What are you going to play for us?
We're going to play a song. It's track 2 off the record, and it's dedicated to my daughter.
All right, beautiful.
We do one for my son as well, but we haven't learned that one yet.
All right.
It's called Beautiful Girl.
Here we go.
You're my beautiful girl. You're my beautiful girl. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Beautiful.
I went in a bit hot on the shakers,
mate,
and lost a bit of time then.
Oh.
It's because I'm jumpy.
You are a bit jumpy. But you're allowed to be jumpy. You're entitled to be jumpy.
I'm in the studio. I'm in every day and I'm shaking.
It's album launch day.
Yeah,
come
of course.
Let's hear it for Kai's Cheese. Come on! Ricky and Andrew Whitey White with us this morning. A brand new album, Kai's Cheese. The Easy 8th album is out today. Final tickets available for their April tour, kaischiefs.com, and more from Kai's Cheese in a bit. Let's give him a rest for a while. Take 5. Thank you very much indeed. By the way, well done to the audience. Good audience.
Yeah, very good.
Nice live audience.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
This is going to be something I'll remember, and that's a really lovely thing. I don't think I was able to do that in the past.
And James Bay. Come on, let
it go. Don't you agree that everybody needs someone when they feel alone?
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
All right, Kai's Cheese live with us this morning, celebrating the launch day of their brand new 8th album, the Easy 8th album. It is out today, kaischiefs.com for that. And tickets, final tickets available for this April non-stop whistle stop tour. Also at kaischiefs.com. And here's Ricky and Whitey. What are you going to play for us next, boys?
I think we'll play I Predict a Riot. Oh, it'd be rude not to.
Friday morning.
Are you ready, Whitey?
Let's do it.
So, yeah. You know how it starts?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it then.
Yeah. I Predict a Riot. I Predict a Riot. I predict a riot. I predict a riot.
That was great.
Thank you.
I loved I love the attempted segue into Pinball Wizard.
Yeah. Well, you know.
No, that was great, Ricky. Your voice is rocking this morning, man.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. It's my job.
Yeah, you say that, but you also told me off the air that when you went to work on The Voice, they taught you how to sing. And I thought, did they? How does that work then?
Well, you get the job.
Yes.
Well, first you get your teeth straightened. Right. Then you lose a bit of weight and they'll let you on TV. And then you arrive and you realise...
By the way, that's so true.
Yeah, it's true. And then you arrive and then you realise every week you're going to have to sing a song with Tom Jones. Mm. And you go, I've got to step up my game.
Yeah.
So you learn a bit. Evie Burnett taught me.
What did she teach you?
Oh, just to have to look after my voice.
Like what? Give us some tips.
I have an 11-minute workout.
Uh-huh.
I do it three times.
Vocal workout?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this... So quite gentle stuff.
Yes.
And then I'm good to go.
So you say, is it three reps, three 11-minute reps?
Yeah.
Is that before a gig or is that like, you know, one on a Monday, one on a Wednesday, one on a Friday?
No, before a gig, three times.
Three
and
reps.
Then afterwards, don't go to the after show.
And back in the day, none of that stuff.
Oh, no.
None of that. All the other shenanigans, but none of that
my
stuff.
My warm-up was just screaming.
Really?
In fact, Whitey, remember when the warm-up used to be this? I said this in an interview the other day, and it's quite embarrassing. Because I was quite nervous.
Right.
Whitey and the rest of the guys would chant. It'd start off low. Like this. You'd go, everybody thinks he's cool. Everybody thinks he's cool. Everybody thinks he's cool. Come on, Bass. Everybody thinks he's cool. And that'd get louder and louder. Cool. And then I'd come
everybody
in like,
thinks he's cool.
My name is Rick, and I am cool. And then I'd do that for about 5 minutes, then rock on stage.
Well, it's a warm up of sorts.
It's kind of warm. Yeah, I suppose it's using your muscles.
Wow. So when you like Kaiser Chiefs is the main gig, of course it is, and then you have The Voice, and you have other shows that you've done and been involved in and been brilliant on.
Mm-hmm.
They are the side hustles, and now your Drive Time show here on Virgin Radio. That is, don't get me wrong, as side hustles go, it's pretty gold plated, but it is definitely the side hustle.
Ooh, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Sorry,
see...
it was definitely side hustle question mark.
It's definitely a side.
By the way, Whitey hardly ever answers a question. This must be important.
No, I'm joking.
They're all hustles to a degree. Even in the music industry is a hustle.
Yeah.
Because it's not, you know, it's like the biggest gamble in the world.
Do you still feel a bit impostery?
No, but yeah, I suppose. I mean, it depends. I was thinking about the other day if I won the Euro Millions.
Yes.
I suppose we did when we first started.
Yes.
It was like winning the lottery.
Yes.
But if I won the lottery, I'd still play it every week.
Right.
And that's a little bit like being in a band.
Right.
You still play it.
It's a beautiful way of putting it.
You still want to achieve, do better than you've ever achieved.
Your songs, Kaiser Chiefs songs, they are brilliant songs. You are extremely good. And I don't mean this in a patronising way. But your songs, they're flipping fantastic.
Thank you.
And they just keep on coming the whole time.
Well, yeah, it's good. I mean, we've been doing it for a long time and there's never any guarantees. So you have to keep going and getting better.
But they're always snappy, they're always witty, they're always really concise, they're always catchy. They're catchy but edgy, they're not catchy and cute. They're a bit cute as well, I suppose. And catchy, cute and edgy, that's a difficult one to pull off.
It's our MO, and I like them to be... When we do... Sorry.
Blah, blah, blah. No,
when we get to write a new record,
yes,
we have the same kind of like thought process as we did when we started, which is we were supporting people and we need them in... You know, 5 minutes to go, these guys are good.
Yes.
So every song has to be instantly,
a banger.
This is good. And also, there's the secret, which is just repeat the chorus four times and then that's your
yeah,
chorus.
Yeah, but that's not true, though, is it?
Kind of.
Okay, if it was that true, everybody would do it if it was that easy.
Well, we've been getting away with it for 20 years.
You haven't been getting away with anything, mate. You haven't been getting away with anything because I've been lucky enough to see you, not 100 times, but it's probably getting up to 100 times.
Yeah.
And you never dial it in. You just don't know how to do that.
I agree. we're blooming good. It's really hard, right? I wish I had more of that within me as like it being in a band where I could come on your radio show and go, this is the best album you're ever going to hear. We're the best band in the world. I'd love to have a little bit more of that.
Yes.
But I find it very difficult.
Yeah, but you can only be you, can't you?
I suppose.
That's the whole thing. What are you going to play for us next?
I think we'll play... What did we just
you
do?
Play
I
play anything you like.
Well, okay, this is Ruby. It's rude not
to. Why not?
Ruby, 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 Ruby! Oh! Oh, oh. Do you, do you, do you, do you? Oh, oh, oh. Know what you're doing, do it to me. Oh, oh, oh. Ruby, 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 Ruby. Oh, oh, oh.
Wow, come on. All the heavy lift question. That was amazing. That was so good.
And that's what I do with a day job, guys.
Kaiser Chiefs.com. KaiserChiefs.com for final tickets available for the April tour, and the album Easy Eighth album is out today. Here's a question for you. So, seeing as you are a band that were born pre-streaming and have existed fully and completely post-streaming, some bands were born so way before all this began, you know, their cake is very much in the past. They've sold all the records, all the vinyl, all the CDs, they've done all the tours, this, that and the other. And then people who've been born in the world of streaming have a whole different mindset. You have perfectly spanned both sides of that bridge. What was it like? What is it like? What decisions did you have to make? And how did you have to adapt as the world of people consuming their music was ever changing?
I think if we worried about how it was being sold, I think that would it would get in the way of making it.
Yep.
I think that if we'd have sold as many records as we did 10 years earlier, I'd be on a yacht.
Yeah.
But I don't really mind. I'm glad that we are the level we are. And we've never had to be bigger. Because I think if you're really big, I like the fact that people think we're all right, right? And I really like that. Generally, that's not a lie. If you're massive, it means that probably more people get annoyed with you than like you.
and you
have to deal with that. Like, you know, if you're like Bono,
yes,
he knows loads of people don't like him,
yeah,
but he doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'd care.
Well, he might care.
He might care,
I suppose.
But I think that, you know, on his yacht, he doesn't mind.
You're right, though. You're right. Because I've never met anybody who doesn't like Kaiser Chiefs. Say Kaiser Chiefs not for me. Everybody likes them and lots of people love them. But the worst it gets for you is people like you.
Yeah.
What a laugh.
That's what that's
good point,
well
made.
That's the level I like. But yeah, as far as streaming goes, there's no point worrying about it.
It's
someone
funny,
else will
it?
Do that.
In football, footballing terms, it's sort of the opposite in a way. Because if you were born 1 minute, you earned, £10,000 a year. And if you were born the next minute, you earned £10,000, not a minute, but, you know, a day.
Pretty much, yeah.
More than a day, wouldn't it? Because, like, loads of players are on £500,000 a week now, aren't they?
Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo, isn't he on £1 million?
A week.
He's just received a ban, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He received a ban for flipping the bird at the crowd in Saudi Arabia. That doesn't go down very well, let me tell you.
They were chanting Messi and it really annoyed him.
Because his team got beat 3-2.
Imagine if Liam Gallagher got banned every time he flipped the bird. You'd never see him again.
Have you had much Oasis experience?
Yeah, we've played with them quite a lot.
Tell us one of those.
I love seeing any of the Gallagher brothers.
Right.
Including Paul, right?
Yeah.
I love seeing it because they're always dead nice and it's always a load of fun. But they've been playing the game so long.
Right.
I used to have posters of them on my wall and then you hear them saying something nasty about you and that's really weird. But they don't really mean it. It's just that's the way they play the game.
Yeah.
And they love it. And they're experts in publicity.
Do you think they think about it?
I think it'd be weird if they didn't. I think they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I think they know what they're doing. I think you're right.
I think they're, because they're really intelligent, because you can't be that funny unless you're really intelligent.
Yeah, I think they know what they're doing, but I don't think they do it premeditatively. I think they are aware.
It comes naturally.
I think so. I think so. I could be wrong. When did you play with them? Tours or?
In Australia a few times. Never, festivals and stuff like that.
You must have been in their twilight then, I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't exist without them, but, you know.
Wow. And how did you go down pre-Oasis at their gigs?
We rise to any occasion.
But not dissimilar, anthem-wise.
Yeah, similarities. I mean, I do love them. And, you know, I get to play on the radio. And every time I play one of the songs on the show, yes, I sit back and listen to it and go, this is blooming good.
They get better, don't they?
They
do. They get better. Yeah.
Oh. Can we not talk about them that much, though, when my album's out?
Paul in Hull says, good morning, Chris the Gang. Long time listener, first time WhatsApp on my favourite show on the wireless, by the way. The Kaiser Chiefs are amazing live this morning. Can I claim to fame that I played live with Kaiser Chiefs this morning whilst they were playing I Predict a Riot? I joined in on my guitar.
Well, let's have him in next time. Is he cheap?
I don't know, but if he is, join the gang.
I was reading a thing about the O2 have got this new experience where you can stand above the stage,
yes,
and it costs £15,000 a year to be part of that.
Right.
And I seriously think we should find a way of charging like billionaires. Like, do you want to join the Kaiser Chiefs for a year? £5 million.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm. That's very interesting.
Because, you know, there's meet and greets and stuff like that people do. And I thought, well, let's go one better. get a billionaire in the band for a year.
Could you be a Kaiser Chieftain?
I think so.
What would be nice is, you know, I'm always going to say Carfest, but if you were playing at Carfest, stripped down like this would be cool. And then anybody who wants to, as long as we'll audition them, they just sort of, they filter on in the back with a guitar and they join Whitey on the chords of a given song. That would be beautiful,
wouldn't
it? I
think just a conveyor belt. A conveyor belt across the stage.
A conveyor belt of fans / wannabes.
Just come, have a drum kit on there. Like a Generation Game.
Brilliant.
Remember, you know, coming across.
Oh, my gosh.
They'll be all in one big pile at one end.
By the way, a rock and roll game show. Come on, that's got to happen. It's got your name written all over it.
It really does, doesn't it?
Ruby, what a tune. Our daughter Ruby Stott's favourite song. She's so happy to hear this nice one, Ricky. I wonder if she's called Ruby because of Ruby. How many Rubies do you think you've spawned?
Oh, that's a weird way of putting it.
You know what I mean.
Oh, well, it was the most popular.
It's only because the way you're thinking about it.
It was the most popular name that year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So there's lots of them out there.
Sarah says, hello, Chris and Ricky and the gang. When the song I Predict Right first came out, my daughter Saffron was 4, and at the same time, she believed it was the rabbit song, as in, I'm a little rabbit, I'm a little rabbit.
That's perfect.
Does that
again, you're giving me so many good ideas for like money spinners.
Andy in Leicestershire, I've never heard A Beautiful Girl before. I'm loving the lyrics. Tell Rick how he did good and he made me smile a lot. Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
It's beautiful, man.
Thank you very much indeed.
Final tickets for the tour, KaiserChiefs.com, available right now. And Kaiser Chiefs' Easy 8th album out today.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.